This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Schools across the country are spending less on the arts. That's especially true in Michigan's largest city. But since 1995, the Inside Out Literary Arts Project in Detroit has sent writers to schools throughout the city. From a modest start, it's now in 30 schools, introducing thousands of kids to the literary arts. The project was founded by Terry Blackhawk, a teacher who wanted to help students overcome obstacles to self-expression. With her was senior writer Peter Marcus. And one of the first students in the project, Nandi Comer, is now a writer in residence teaching the next generation of students. Peter Marcus talks about what happens when Inside Out enters a classroom.
But our job is just to sort of, whether or not we're met with resistance, just to get them to see that they can do what we're asking them to do. And early on, I think one way that we do that is by putting the students into situations where what we ask them to do, they can actually do it and do it well and see that it's not quite as daunting to write a poem, even if they've never written a poem themselves. Many of them have. Many of them, you know, it's part of the curriculum, but we sort of dance around it a little differently, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it works to our advantage as well that we're guests in the classroom. They might even consider it, you know, almost a free day where, oh, today's the Inside Out day. We don't have to do our usual grind work, whether or not that's reading Macbeth or writing an autobiographical essay or, some of the just more standard elements of the curriculum. So many of the students look forward to it. Attendance is usually higher on Inside Out days. We've learned through evaluations. So the kids look at it almost as a non-working day, though of course we're sort of just tricking them into believing that it's not work to be creative. But, you know, I think if the writer does their job and entertains the kids and engages them in a new way, the kids will go where you invite them to go.
I wanted to add that there's this really beautiful product at the end, and once there's not only the introduction of the activities that we're doing weekly, but when you remind them that the work that they're doing is to collectively produce this beautiful piece that will represent all the work that they've been doing for the year, there's an expectation. There's this really a dedication that will happen within the classroom because now there's a investment in putting out something that they really are proud of, and they know that they want to be included in that process. So,
at this point, your fame has gone beyond Detroit. I'm reading somewhere that you went to the White House, that you've been on PBS. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we were guests at the White House for receiving the Coming Up Taller Award, where we had a student, we were honored by Michelle Obama, and they asked one of our students to read a poem during the award ceremony, and it was a very big thing for us because the Coming Up Tyler Award is awarded to organizations that provide quality after school programming. So along with our in-school programming, we have Citywide Poets, which services several communities around the city for high school students who are interested in writing and performing their work. So it was a really big deal to have the White House ask us to come and have a presentation.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Peter Marcus and Nandi Comer of Detroit's Inside Out Literary Arts Project. Comer talks about the student who most often surprises.
Sometimes the student that most people say is the student that will be your problem child when you are going into this process. Every teacher knows which kid is a little bit more distracted or gets away with things a little bit more in the classroom. And sometimes they'll tell you, well, this student, I don't know if he's going to be, he or she is going to be receptive to this program. And what's, it never fails, they're usually the ones that are the most productive and the most engaged than any other student in the classroom. They really take to having a different presence in the classroom, and they really take to having the freedom to express themselves. I can't say enough how engaging Inside Out can be for the students that maybe find themselves a little stunted in the everyday life of being in the classroom.
They're probably the most creative children who have a hard time being in a box.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we get it all the time from a teacher who will say things like, even especially early on before we get to know the students, let's say a student at whatever grade level get up at the end of the hour to volunteer to share what they've just written. And we just think it's a student who wants to share and isn't proud of what they've just written. And, you know, we celebrate that and honor that. But then after, you know, let's say that we're walking out of the classroom and the teacher will sort of tug us by the elbow and say, you don't realize what just happened. You know, he or she doesn't ever speak in public like that. Or I remember vividly having this one student who was, I think it was second grade classroom, who had a pretty severe stutter. And again, I didn't realize that. And he volunteered to read something, and he got up there, and it was like he was Miles Davis blown into his trumpet. And only did I learn after the fact that oftentimes, whenever he was asked to speak, you know, he was challenged to string words together. But there was something of that, you know, we opened up a different door in his brain that the stutter seemed to almost miraculously disappear. I don't know how that happens, but, you know, maybe we, all of a sudden we made him feel comfortable about language in some new way that allowed that to take place. But like Nandi said, we get students all the time who shock their teachers by either being so tender, you know, the kid who's sort of brash and bold all of a sudden might write something that's, you know, comes from the heart. Or, you know, sometimes a kid who's the real quiet kid might write something that is more of an outburst or a rant that allows him or her to find a new voice and a new way of being in the world, which I think is incredibly important. One thing I wanted to add too about students of ours who've gone on, or how we've gotten some national attention through PBS and places like that, one thing that we really, you know, pride ourselves on is that, you know, we might have brought some attention through our program to the young people of the city, but really when you watch any of those shows, it's the kids who, you know, are given an opportunity to be who they are, and that's really what is changing people's perceptions of what it's like to be, let's say, you know, a 13-year-old kid living in the city of Detroit. You know, of course, the rest of the world has a perception of what it would be like to be that kid, or what it's like to be anyone here in the city, or what the city's like. And then all of a sudden we give an opportunity for these students to say, well, that's not how it is. You know, this is who I am, not who you think I am.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Peter Marcus and Nandi Comer about the Inside Out Literary Arts Project in Detroit, an anthology called To Light a Fire, 20 Years with the Inside Out Literary Arts Project is now available. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.